Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house like a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we were in Morondoy, Denzel questioned Kavita about her whereabouts while missing and suspected it was Denzel who was hiding her at his place. Catalina and Myrtle discussed health issues affecting women, and Catalina decided she would do a medical checkup. Zena advised Denzel to move on, even without Kavita. Right now, Kevin is at Dinah's house, and it's early in the morning.
Kevin? You early, man?
Good morning, Miss Dino. I come out early for run and decided to stop in. I couldn't sleep last night, you know.
Come in. Goldman's still sleeping. You want a cup of tea?
Don't take worries, man. I just want to talk to you about something.
Okay.
Did Unique tell you she pregnant?
Pregnant? No.
Yes, Miss Dino.
Explain why she wasn't feeling well.
Right.
That is good news. I know Unique was saying she didn't want another child, but some things are just meant to be.
She's not happy about it.
Oh?
I don't know what she'll decide.
I should have to come to terms with it. Don't worry. A lot of women just be upset or unsure when they first become pregnant. But as the baby grows, they fall in love with it.
But you should see how Unique behaving, Miss Dino. I don't think Doug will be the case.
Who should do?
She cross with me and saying it's my fault.
So wait. She ain't participate.
Miss Dino, I getting tired of being treated like trash by my wife. I'm a good man and I don't deserve the way Unique treat me.
Talk to she about that. I don't know what it is, but the older Unique get, the more miserable she seems to become.
You think it's because of her status?
Unique has been HIV positive since she was 14 years old. Yes, she was groomed and raped by that demon Sean Usher King. But she had a lot of years to come to terms with what happened to her. She has done counseling. She even confront Usher. She has done the work to heal.
So, what is it?
Well, I don't know that status got anything to do with it. She takes her medication. She is healthy. The fact that she was able to get pregnant again is a blessing.
But she doesn't think it's a blessing. Miss Dinah, I think she's considering getting an abortion.
What?
Yes.
What's wrong with Unique? Why is she behaving like she don't have support and that she's not a married woman?
Beats me?
At the end of the day, yes, it's her body. Her choice. But come on, man. Iceland needs a sibling.
I don't think Unique loves me anymore.
Oh, Kevin. Don't say that.
She says she loves me, but her actions speak louder than words. Why would she want to abort our baby?
I can talk to she.
Dinah, we got company so early.
Good morning, Mr. Goldman.
Kevin, what are you doing here so early, boy? Like Unique put you out last night?
No, Mr. Goldman. I just come out early for a run.
And you decide to stop him from the old girl?
Unique pregnant, Goldman.
Hey, another grandbaby on the way? Oh, my boy. Congratulations, man.
Thanks.
Wait, is now a happy occasion?
Unique and want the baby.
What?
Yeah. That is what dealing with body.
Wait, man, y'all didn't plan this thing?
No, it just sort of happened, but I'm happy because I want more kids.
Tough thing though, boy. Most times when people married and it just started to happen, let us be happy still.
Well, not Unique.
This is some time, man. She gonna come around.
I can talk to she, Kevin.
Thanks.
I hope you get your son, Kevin. A boy and a girl? Ha, perfect.
Kevin, I know you want 3 or 4 children. But maybe you're going to have to compromise and settle for 2.
Yeah, I mean, at one point, she didn't even want any. But we got Iceland, and...
You see why family planning is important? Couples need to be on the same page when it comes to having children.
Yeah.
Listen, a lot of we weren't planned. Matter of fact, I'm going to say most of we weren't planned. Things just start to happen and life goes on.
That's true, but family planning is the best. You look at how many children you could afford... Discuss how many you want. Birth control is important so as not to end up where one person wants the baby and the other person doesn't. Or you get a set of children where you can't mind.
Well, yes.
I hope she comes around, man.
She gonna come around, man. Watch and see. She gonna be in love with the baby more than anybody else.
I hope so.
Don't worry, Kevin. I can talk to she.
Things gonna work out, my boy. Put your trust in God and I will be well.
Man, granny, like I come here for you interrogate me.
Unique, it's true you thinking about throwing away the baby?
I ain't make up my mind yet. Kevin always. I ain't tell you to announce my pregnancy either. He just fret me.
You have a loving and kind husband. And I don't think you appreciate him enough.
Whatever.
Unique, you want the man?
What you mean if I want he? Just because we're dealing with an unplanned pregnancy and I'm considering my options don't mean I don't want tea.
It's not only this, it's generally how you treat tea. Kevin loves the dust you walk on and sometimes it seems that you just tolerate tea.
He could be annoying when he get ready, Granny. Like with this whole pregnancy thing, he knows I don't want more children.
But he wants more.
Well, he ain't gonna get it from me.
So you make up your mind to have an abortion?
I don't know what I will do, Granny.
Okay.
I've been through so much in my life. I just want a break, man.
Well, I understand. But whatever decision you make, I gonna support you. But I think if you do an abortion, the possibility is that Kevin will file for divorce.
Well, let him go along his way if that's what he want. I ain't able for nobody stress me out.
Okay.
He just behave like he lack understanding sometimes.
Unique, take care. Take care. Don't throw away a good man. Oh, they ain't got nothing but married men, cheaters, users, sexually transmitted diseases and infections.
Granny, I tell you I want another man.
Okay. You all right?
No. This is pain again.
What kind of pain?
Under me belly here, on the right side.
Oh.
Plus me shoulder keep hurting.
Maybe it's time you go to the doctor to confirm your pregnancy, you know. And make sure everything okay with the baby.
Oh, gosh.
You want something to drink?
No. Oh, shoot.
What?
I feel I need to go to the bathroom.
All right, go. I'm going to get something for the pain, but we should go to the doctor today.
Oh, gosh. Granny.
Unique?
John, you got to ease up with this drinking, man. You can't be on the work side drinking, buddy.
Sorry, man.
It's serious work we got going on here. Get with it.
I know, Goldman. I know.
All right. You bring lunch?
I got the roti and curry. Could rather make it, but right now, I don't feel like eating nothing what she cooked for me.
It's so bad.
Hey, man. You would trust a woman who got to the police and lie about you kidnapping and murdering somebody?
Well, there's a hard pill for swallow, boy.
I tell you, I'm thinking about going back home.
So there's no way back for you, Uncle Reto?
If Dinah did betray you like that, you could have handled it.
Yeah, that is tough.
Look, let me go back to my simple life with me family.
John, I feel you need to get help.
What? Why need help for?
Prison could be a traumatizing experience, John. Maybe you need to go back to counseling, talk things through with a professional.
I tried it and it didn't work for me.
Look, a lot of women don't like talk about your feelings, you know.
You talk and then people like me wife judge you.
Wait, so you're saying Coretta ain't supportive? The woman stand by you all the time you've been in prison, John. Even though you beat you and that's why you end up there. What greater love is there than that, John? She could have easily divorced you and go long she way long time.
Coretta don't listen to me. And she don't even respect me.
How you arrive at them conclusion? Because she's trying to hold you accountable?
She go to the police for me.
But from what I understand, you already having problems before though. You started counseling, then you decide you ain't going back. Where else you want from the woman? She's the one who been there for you since you come out. She provide food, clothing, and shelter for you, John.
Well, I happy I got a job now to walk away from she.
Ah, boy, John. Look, I ain't gonna try to convince you or anything, but from what I see, Coretta is a good woman. Yeah, she called the police and tried to implicate you in Kavita missing, but that is because she thought you was acting strange. You been on the seawall and there was blood on your clothes, John.
But for her to even think that I would have something to do with that.
Sometimes we got to learn to forgive, especially when people are good to us. Coretta is not perfect, but she stand by you even when she didn't have to. Anyway, the choice is yours, John. Hey, Dinah, my darling. What?
Oh, shoot.
Kevin, you know long I trying to call you?
I was in a meeting, Miss Dinah. I left my phone at the desk on vibrate.
Me and Unique going down to the hospital. We in a car heading there.
What?
Unique started bleeding and she in a lot of pain.
Alright.
Oh shoot.
Alright, Unique. We can get there just now. Driver, you take your time. We trying to arrive alive. Take your time.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.
Just stop the abuse.